This is Pastor Bill bringing you News in Focus. This one is not very new. It's over a couple years old. But it is news nonetheless if you've not heard it. It's in view of this recent week of Scientology instruction to the World Religions class here at Berean Baptist Academy. We spent one day on Scientology in our Hinduism module. Within Hinduism, we spent a full week on Buddhism. And when I say a full week, I mean 3 or 4 days of lecture. And one of the days of Buddhism is Scientology. Ron Hubbard says that he got most of his thinking from Buddhism. And they use a lot of the same concepts and just scientificize the words. L. Ron Hubbard was a fraud, you know. In the early 20th century, he thought, if I can make pennies a word on things like science fiction, I could make a fortune or a million on religion. And so he did. Well, this news article is from Charisma News, which I typically don't go to because it's loaded with ads and slows down my computer, but we'll see how this works. July 30th, 2013. Actress Leah Remini, or Remini, I'm not sure how to say it, exposes Church of Scientology's thought control practices. U.S. actress Leah Remini has offered clues about why she left the Church of Scientology, telling People magazine no one is going to tell her how to think or who she can talk to. Up until now, the actress, known for her role in CBS comedy King of Queens, gave little explanation for her split after 3 decades with the church that lists actors John Travolta and Tom Cruise among its members. In a statement this month after the New York Post newspaper broke the story, Remini, 43, thanked fans and colleagues for their support but did not mention the Church of Scientology. She told People magazine at an event in California on Saturday how important family is in being able to speak openly. I believe that people should value family and value friendships and hold those things sacrosanct. That, for me, that's what I'm about, the magazine said on its website. It shouldn't, or forgive me, it wouldn't matter what it was, simply because no one is going to tell me how I need to think. No one is going to tell me who I can and cannot talk to. In its story earlier this month, the New York Post said the actress left the church, founded by science fiction writer L. Ron Hubbard in 1954 after, quote, being subjected to years of interrogations and thought modification for questioning leader David Miscavige's rule, unquote. Now, again, Miscavige, M-I-S-C-A-V-I-G-E. Miscavige succeeded Hubbard as the leader of the church in 1987. Representatives for neither Remini nor the Church of Scientology immediately responded to requests for comment. Followers of Scientology believe humans are immortal beings whose experience extends beyond one lifetime. Okay, so there's that Buddhism, right? They believe you're actually a thetan, if you can imagine. You are a small bit of mass known as a thetan, interplanetary, intergalactic mass, and you had an existence before this world. Sounds like Buddhism, Hinduism, sounds like Mormonism. They believe, critics of the church describe it as a cult that harasses people who try and quit, a criticism that movement rejects. Remini told People that she's not alone and that she is still close to her family. We stand united, my family and I, and I think that says a lot about who we are and what we're about. Well, first of all, I would just like to say that I know nothing about this actress. I don't think I've ever watched even 25 seconds of that show. If it's like any other popular network show, it's probably godless. And probably pro-homosexual, probably anti-biblical manhood, probably makes men look like idiots, and probably makes women look like sex objects. So that's what I think about typical network sitcom. But in any case, here's a woman who felt like that to try to leave the religion would have been very difficult. And to some degree, I suppose that's why people are hard to find when they leave Berean. They just don't want to be messed with. If I decide I'm done, then I want to be done. And to a certain degree, we respect that. If a person is a member here, we go to great extents to pursue them to at least get an official resignation of membership. And if we can't get that, well, typically time runs out and they're dropped from the roll per our constitutional provision to release people from membership after 6 months of unexplained absence. But in any case, I think it's interesting that we have such high visibility adherence to this religion that's headquartered in Clearwater, Florida.
$150 million spent on their headquarters. And it's pretty fantastic organization if we're not talking about truthfulness or quality. It's a pretty awesome organization. Everything they do is quality. And you need to become a little bit educated as to, you know, basically, yes, they use a cross, but if you could find a kookier startup of a religion, it would be hard. It would be hard. I mean, a Christian Scientist had a thrice married senior citizen start their religion. You know, Charles Taze Russell was on more than his first marriage, and he started his out of the Adventist movement. You know, Joseph Smith had upwards of 40 wives. You know, the Rashneeshism cult of the Hindus, the guy has had over 90 sexual partners. So, I mean, you know, when we're talking about cult leaders, they're all pretty eccentric. They're all pretty eccentric. Wednesday night we preached on false messiahs, and we talked about how there are different types of, you know, people even today and in years recent that have claimed to be the Messiah. So what we definitely want to make sure that you in listening land understand is that there's money behind all of this, money and control. And that's why you have to know your Bible and keep your face somewhere. I mean, when you're waiting on the oil to be changed, maybe you ought to pick up a magazine. And maybe not. Maybe you ought to leave it alone if it looks like it's an invitation to sin. But maybe it's okay to actually get your head out of the sand and know that this thing called Church of Scientology just basically labels Jesus as a great guru of the past and that he's no more the Son of God than you are. And that's about as close to a church as they become. And so they are not Christian Scientists. They are Church of Scientology. They're not the same. They're less than 70 years old. They're many of the founder's relatives have disowned him. You know, so anyway, it's an eccentric religion, and you would do well to learn a little bit about it. If you see it in the news, read up a little bit. There's also a series of lessons labeled Scientology on our sermon audio account here. So please leave your comments on this recording or send me a message at bstorm.bbc@gmail.com if you have any feedback. Thanks a lot.